So I'm just going to do a few quick vignettes of my time when I spent almost a year working in a photo lab. Yes, yes, very, very interesting. It was an interesting window into just the bedrooms of Howard County. This is Columbia. I can say it proudly because it was. This doesn't exist anymore. It's a tech lab photo imaging, but there's actually a Baltimore branch. But I worked in Columbia, so I was a slide girl. But a lot of the times I had to check for dust prints and things like that. My first week there, I knew I was working somewhere special because when the boss was away, we all registered to be reverends in the Universal Life Church. So we printed out on the dial-up printer these special plaques, and I chose the name Susalicious Stack Babe. So my formal name is Susan Stack, but yeah, everyone calls me Suze. So yeah, so that was my first week. I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And so most of the time I was developing slides, and like they were really boring PowerPoints for the most part. But one time the work slowed down a bit, and then I learned there was this guy named Alex who had a very, should we say, he had a trophy wife. And in order to make more money, he actually took pictures of her, and we got the chance to develop them. And it ended up paying my bills, actually, a lot of these pictures of his wife. And, you know, he would sell them online. This is like 1998, so it's before digital took off. And so I didn't develop them personally. I would check for spot prints, you know, like just with my white gloves. And Steve did most of the developing of that. And then he ended up flying in these girls from Czechoslovakia. And so, yeah, there was a couple months just basically looking at naked ladies and, you know, checking for dust prints. So it was exciting. So that's one little thing. Then I also had some Christmas cards I got to develop from this older gentleman. I would say he's probably in his 80s, and he might have taken a little too much Viagra. And he was very proud of this. And so on the Christmas cards, he had positioned a wreath, just so. And it's like, happy holidays! So, so yeah, really tasteful. And then there were a few, like, you know, bachelor party pictures, you know, a few circle jerk things. Things I want to just kind of erase from my memory, but, you know, they're still there after all this time. And then I learned that there was this guy named Mr. Sylvester. And Mr. Sylvester was a nudist. And we had the good fortune to develop his pictures. And so every time he would come in to pick up his pictures, we'd have to ask his last name. And he'd been going to the lab for like 4 years. And we're all like, what was that last name again? Okay, Mr. Sylvester, you might want to just check these prints and make sure they're yours. And he's like, and in the pictures, there were pictures of him in his living room, of pictures that we developed of him and his fellow naked people, and they're just proudly in the living room standing, and there's pictures that were framed of him that we developed behind him. It was like this sort of inception kind of thing going on. So, yeah, that was Mr. Sylvester. And I think the last story I could tell you is we had some medical doctors that had some slides that developed, and one of them I made into a print, and when he came in, I said, so can you explain this to me? And it was an x-ray of a pubic area with a large glass object inserted. It was a pickle jar. So there you go. Anyway, happy drinking. Cheers.